can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on? It is your big homie Kodak. We got another episode of the Big Homie's House. We got some homies in the building. We got a familiar homie, big homie Callie.
Yeah.
How you feeling? You good?
Yes, I feel good.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. I'm glad you're coming and kicking it with us. JoJo, how you feeling?
Wonderful.
You answered that like it was a quiz.
I'm feeling wonderful. I'm just saying. You start?
Huh? My bad, baby.
About to say.
It's always funny with y'all.
We was finna go. Yeah. I like your hair, Kelly.
Thank you.
It's like wrapped and twisted up because they used to be longer.
I love the bob.
Now you got a bob.
Yes, Bobby under the
light. Kelly got the best dreads in the industry.
Yeah, and I do.
And you haven't went to no other person but one person, right?
My mom has done my hair, but I've only gone to my loctician Bree. Mm-hmm. That's the only person I let touch my hair.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bree because she does an amazing job. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, look, I got a question, right? So let's just jump straight into the bullshit.
Here we go.
Straight into the bullshit.
That's why we're here.
Yes, I'm glad you know.
Okay. One thing about Callie, she know, like,
they be coming up confused.
I know with y'all. It's something.
I didn't know we were going to do this. Hey, man, you got to do your research.
Okay.
Research over me search. Anyway, so
what's that?
My me search where you just go with what you think.
You just make that shit up.
I seen a dude on TikTok be saying that. He be telling people to read. You know, niggas don't want to read.
Continue.
Okay, so what I'm about to say is I seen somebody say, one of the rap peers say that it's cool, like, to have the fun guy while you in a relationship. Not in a relationship. The fun guy's an anti-relationship. So do y'all be having fun, dudes? Like, dudes,
are you saying while you in a relationship?
No, not while you're in a relationship, like in general. Like just getting with a guy just for the fun. Like not a relationship, just for fun.
Yeah. I've had a fun guy before.
Mm-hmm. What makes a guy a fun guy?
Like it's not too serious. It's just y'all go, y'all have fun, y'all go on y'all dates, y'all eat good, y'all got good convo. But you know, I don't want to be with you. You probably want to be with me, but I don't want to be with you.
That is where it gets toxic. That is absolutely I'm just where saying, it gets toxic.
It has those, it's like you got the fun dude.
Yeah.
You got the dinner dude.
Yeah.
You got the dude that's going to come off on the bread. You just got different dudes for different things. But that fun dude,
is he
y'all
going to
go outside. No. The dude who's paying the bills is going to be number one, obviously.
And the dude that's number one got all of that. It's the dinner guy, the fun guy, the bill guy.
That's your main dude.
That's everybody in one.
So wait. All right. So the dude that does everything is at the top of the list and everybody else under him.
Well, yeah, number one, that's your main dude.
Your main dude.
But
what? What is there not that you're not understanding?
The fun guy is the fun guy. You go on your dates, you get some good laughs in. Maybe you have some bread, buy you a couple things. Y'all just good time.
The experience guy.
That's the guy that you walk in the room, y'all may not talk no more, but it's like, hey, how you doing? It's not no beef. Mm-hmm. It's just we have fun.
So the fun guy don't get no coochie.
We didn't say that.
I never said that.
We didn't say that. We didn't say that.
It depends on the fun guy.
Okay. So it's not like it's not like we just be keeping the vagina hostage, but like.
Nah, you definitely be holding them over hostage.
Hello, Andrew.
Yo, you got the cartel going on, you holding everything hostage. Nothing.
And he is.
Send the funds.
But.
Send the funds.
The fun guy, like, he can have all of those things. And if we're having fun, we're having a good time, we're going outside, we're going to different countries, you buy me stuff. Obviously, the sex is going to be, it got to be
fun.
Bomb.
It's
yeah.
Fun. Like, yeah. We're having fun.
Yes.
Like, let's
all
not
of it together. He's man, just so much fun. Oh, yeah. My God. Have you ever had a fun guy?
All right, so say you got.
Hold on, wait. Have you ever had a fun guy?
Yeah, I said I
multiple,
had a fun guy.
Like, not at the same time, but have you had, like,
more than one fun guy before?
No, I don't think so.
They're hard to come across.
Yeah, like, I think I just had one fun guy before. Like, and I know who it is. Like, we just had fun.
So if the fun guy and the love of your life come in your life at the same time, what happened?
I'm going to go with the love of my life. Like,
you're going to have all of that to be the love of my life.
Yeah, so like, why would I mess that up for a fun guy?
No. Because you know, at some point, niggas is inside. We're not doing that.
Oh, so you're saying like, if I'm getting to know love of my life and the fun guy at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Shoot, I'm just dating at that point. I feel like you just
dating whoever you want.
Dating is whack. Shit, whack.
You want to fall in love now?
Yes,
I would like to. Dating is whack.
But I'm also older than you. I'm 32. So
no, I feel the same way though. Yeah. Like once I find you, you're mine.
How old are you?
32.
No, you like 20. You 22.
I am 22.
Exactly.
She's going to 32.
Exactly.
I think women like with the
20,
love.
Women under 25, boy, they hell to date, boy. Mm-mm.
I'm not hell.
Hell
I don't know.
On the scale.
I got a halo.
I think anybody these days are fucking hell to date. Like, men. Regardless of your age, it's tough. It's tough out here, bro.
Older men, younger men, everybody's a hot mess.
Yeah, it's like nobody knows what affection is. Like, I think dudes think that you show your love and affection by paying bills and having sex.
Or even if you show affection, that makes you weak. They rather give their homeboy that love and affection and like be the cool guy. But I feel like being a cool guy is that's weak, that's lame. Huh?
Being a cool homie, being a cool best friend.
Yeah, like, you know, I feel like dishonesty, being loyal and all that stuff, it just don't, this generation of men just don't have that in their head.
They don't.
Besides my man, I'm talking about everybody else, man.
Yeah, not mine. She found her one. He loyal. Yeah. He rapping.
She just said she's been there before. She know how it goes. She been out there.
It's just like, yeah.
But why do you guys think that men are often a lot more loyal to their homeboys than to their girl?
Because they gay.
Damn. Okay, hello. That's no, cold. Seriously, because honestly. I don't think they really want a female for nothing but sex. I really don't.
I feel like they're just looking for that validation. I really don't. I don't have no excuses for them. I just think it's gay, honestly. Being a guy's guy and being a guy's guy is cool, but then like being unloyal to your girl and lying and all that stuff, trying to be cool for the homie, that's gay to
me. That's weird.
And there's
fuck.
No other way to put it, to be honest, because your girl cook. She good to you. She the one that's having sex with you. She the one that's gonna have your back in the end. And your homeboy is over here trying to have sex with your girl, but you over here telling. You over here telling him how old girl from the block is trying to
yeah.
I just
it's like
think that,
you setting yourself up.
Yeah, I just think that men just would prefer to fuck on multiple women, and so that being said, they gonna lie to that girl because they don't want her to know that he is fucking on multiple women. So which is some bullshit because like it really disgusts me. Like when I really think about it, men disgust the hell out of me because you only want to have sex. That's it. Like, you don't care about nothing else. You don't care about nothing else but fucking. That's it. That's disgusting.
Now,
when you
also,
think about
we got
to
manifest. We got to watch what we say sometimes.
You said
women.
That last time you was up here.
Yeah.
You said the same thing.
She manifested her man.
Yeah, she did.
That's why I said, that's why I keep saying, y'all man, not my man.
Yeah.
Because my man is loyal. Yeah. My man don't lie. And whether it's true or not, I'm manifesting that in my head.
Okay,
because
hello.
I know the next person, if it don't work out, he going to be, you know what I'm saying? We got to watch what we say.
Yeah.
You know?
The biggest thing for me, though, like, right now, is definitely people, like, locking in for real. Because women date around. Niggas don't date around.
Now, that's a lie. You believe that?
What, niggas do not date around.
Are you serious?
let me tell you why. Because dating is expensive.
Yeah, Kodak, just because you can't afford it don't mean this other man
can. Most people can't afford it. To date, like, full-out dates?
Yeah, they can.
But
most,
but there's a lot
reasonable.
Of ways no, to, dudes, be, to go on a date. Like, there's a lot of things to do that's considered a date.
So you trying to tell me I'm delusional if I got 15 dudes in my DMs right now trying to take me to 15 different places. That don't mean that dudes
did
out
they?
Here dating.
Did they?
If I gave them an opportunity that they would have.
If you give a lot of opportunity, they're going to disappoint you.
No. No.
You have a lot of faith in men to say men ain't shit.
To disappoint me on a date?
Yes.
How they going to disappoint me on a date if I'm the one choosing where we going?
Well,
they tell you,
you
no,
can choose where we
going.
Yeah.
Huh?
They say split that bill. That's a disappointment.
You talking about 15? You think all 15 men gonna be good dates?
You have to understand, like, the 15 men that are in my DMs trying to take me out on a date ain't no, like.
You think it matter what type of job he got, what his qualification is? He'll still disappoint
you. I'm sorry, I don't know. I've never went on a date to where a man asked me to pay for anything, so I just can't see that happening now. So I don't know what you're talking about.
You give 15 men a chance, 14 will disappoint you.
All of them are going to disappoint me. All of them are going to disappoint me.
So what you saying I'm wrong for?
I'm saying they're not going to disappoint me on a money tip. They're going to disappoint me on something else. Like, they're going to be able to afford the date.
Do it matter? Does the level of disappointment matter to you? Like, if he didn't have the bread, but he
We're not talking about that. What you said was men can't afford to date.
No, the average man, most people are broke. Huh? The average income... Like, the world is living in poverty. Like, outside of, like, our, like, the entertainment circle, most people are broke. Okay. Most people are living check to check. So, yes, the average person cannot date.
Well sit your broke ass down and go to work.
So, broke people don't deserve love? Oh.
No, they don't deserve to date.
Broke people don't deserve to laugh.
No, they don't deserve to date. They don't. They don't deserve to date.
There's different ways to take somebody out on a date. Like, I feel like going on a date is, you can ask me, do I want to go to Piedmont Park and lay a blanket down and have some sandwiches? I would literally enjoy that. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's a date to me.
Is that a first date?
I've done that before.
Is that a first date, though?
That could be a first date, depending on how you do the setup.
Well, I got a question.
Can somebody go to a Piedmont Park date with you?
I got a question because I just said on our last podcast that someone was like, oh, I was taking a girl on a smoothie date or whatever. And I told him that I didn't think that should have been his first date with her. Now, if a guy does say that he wants a smoothie date or he wants a picnic date, yeah. I personally feel like, in order for that to happen, you can say I'm wrong or whatever, but I think the only way that a girl would be accepting to that is if she knew the type of man that he is financially.
I knew somebody who I didn't know his pockets. I didn't know what he had going on for real. We was just cool. Like, it was a friend. We was kind of like friends first.
That's different.
Well, but still, like, he asked me if I wanted to ride around and get something to drink. Like, I was just chilling.
That was a date.
I considered that was a date.
That is
then,
a date.
Then, the second time, he took me out to dinner. Mm-hmm. And that was also a date. Like, I just...
That's different though, Callie. Because y'all was Callie? Friends.
But even if it was somebody who... Like,
somebody you didn't know right now, Slitten, I ain't gonna say right now. If you didn't have a dude, some dude that's just some regular.
Well, first of all, I'm not entertaining anybody. Like, if we're texting for like 2 days, you're never going to see me in person.
Got it.
We need to keep building conversation.
You hate that what you doing that shit?
I'm not doing that.
She's saying before she go on that date, she needs to know, like, am I going on a date with you? Yeah. Not like I'm going on a date with you just because of who you are.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to get, we on the DMs. Oh, what's your number? You text me. Hey, what you doing tomorrow? Never. That will never happen with me. Mm-hmm. I'm not leaving
the
house.
Too fast?
That's way too fast. Oh, I mean, I don't know you. Mm-hmm. I don't know you at all. We need conversation. Maybe a couple FaceTimes. I need to know something. That way, when you do ask me on a date, you know, I done got the vibe. I done picked up the type of person that you are. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go get a smoothie or walk around the Piedmont Park, you know, that's cool. That's conversation. You getting to know somebody.
And that's the problem with dating today, because motherfuckers go out on dates and they don't even know who the fuck you is. They don't know you. They see you on Instagram. You see a girl with a big fat ass. Now you want to take her out. You don't know this bitch. She cuckoo for
she could be a scammer and looking at trying to steal your wallet.
Right. Next thing you know.
I did lose my wallet this year.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Still ain't. It was $500 that motherfucker.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Still ain't gone. Fucking around with the bitch with the big ass. See what happens? But no, I honestly, for real, I feel like that's an issue with dating these days. I think that people be too quick to like, go and date somebody. And to be honest, I think the reason is because a dude, I don't think he's genuinely trying to actually date the girl. I think he really just trying to fuck her. Yeah. And with the girl, I don't think she really genuinely trying to get to know the dude. She just trying to go get some food of some shit that she don't want to pay for her own.
So everybody trying to get over.
Yeah.
Or she think that's her come up. It's her time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's really hard out here. Like, I'm over it. I'm gonna keep saying it every episode. I am tired. Save me.
That was somebody just broke. Yo,
come and rescue.
When she broke that song,
me.
I hated that song before she said that. Then I realized
take me at the club.
That's really what it was. Begging to be rescued.
Please, these hoes ain't it.
Well, some people have hoes in different areas.
Hello.
Yeah.
Area codes. What inspired this track?
Well, I feel like it's summertime coming up. I feel like the girls is outside. We preparing to be outside.
It is.
And, you know, it's getting hot. It's getting, the sundresses is coming out. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the girls just needed an anthem for the summertime.
And those are facts. We were actually talking about that, like, about the summer anthem.
Oh, yeah. We needed some anthem.
Yeah. We were talking about that.
And, so, and it's here now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
did you have hoes in different area codes?
I've had hoes in different area codes.
I think that's the best way.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's just so you can, you know, move freely.
Because if you got hoes in the same area code,
she get a little messy sometimes.
You know, yeah, you know how sticky it gets.
Hello.
You never know. Folks be cousins and brothers and all types of things. You just don't know.
Co-workers.
You know.
Besties.
Yeah. Niggas in Atlanta call each other brother. They met in the studio. Oh yeah, that's my brother.
Oh my god,
nigga, you just met him yesterday. Hello. In the studio.
That's the most dick eating shit that people. I be hating. I hate looking at them captions. Like, you know they don't. I know you don't know him.
Me and Big Bro.
It's the Big Bro, little bro.
Me and Big Bro working.
He got more money than you, so he Big Bro. And that boy is 17.
Speaking of hoes in different area codes, so I mean, like, when you see a dude be on some Big Bro shit, does that automatically, like, is that an ick?
Yes. That's not your brother.
That's not your brother.
That's not your blood, babe. You didn't grow up.
Listen, I keep saying I am tired of these niggas. All of them. Everything is an ick. Mm. Everything a nigga do from now on is an ick.
Ick the stick.
I'm just over it.
Nah, I hate me. It's just sad. As a consumer of the rap entertainment industry, like, I hate it. I hate seeing dudes call other dudes Big Bro. And you know they ain't got no type of relationship. Because I take the word brother for myself seriously. I only got one brother. Yeah.
I just don't take dudes like that seriously. Like,
it's,
I just
the
be
big
like,
in front of it. Why is he your big bro?
What up, big bro?
Why is he? You're 40. He's 17. Why is he your big bro? Because he has more money than you.
Because he got better connections. He got a 4PF.
What's the word? What's the word? Okay. What's the word that women use for, like, big bro?
Visa.
Nah, they don't say that.
What do they say?
I don't know. I'm asking. Like, because I don't know. Like, if a girl...
I feel like they be calling each other sister. And y'all know you really don't fuck with each other.
Is it sis? No, I've never heard big sis before.
Because big sis don't carry the same type of...
That's what I'm asking. Wait. What is it that women do? One. Like when women are fucking with a girl, like, or acting like they fucking with a female. Mm-hmm. I don't know what women use, but they do it, though. Women do it too.
It
ain't just men, but they don't say it like that. That's all I was trying to see. Like, what is it that the women say?
Mm. I only heard friend.
Friend. Hey, yeah. Friend.
Yeah. That's,
okay,
that's the one.
Okay, Bookie.
Facts.
That's petty.
That's so that's shady. That's shady.
That's petty, shady. All
that Bookie and Bookie. That friend.
Friend, you think friend petty?
It can't be petty in certain situations. Friend give me like associate. Like, you don't know the word for her yet.
Mm.
So you just gonna say friend.
Well, see, me, I use that that friend word, I don't use it a lot.
Yeah.
So when I say, hey, friend, I really mean my friend.
Yeah.
But Bookie?
Yeah, that's.
Or babe?
Oh.
Or love?
Wait, I use babe a lot, though.
I'm like, okay, babe.
Yeah, that's how I use it. Okay. So, yes.
You be petty when you be using it?
Yeah, babe.
Oh, no.
Or, I'm just like,
yeah. Oh, no.
Or, okay, love.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But love. I hit a hole with babe so quick.
Mm. Facts.
Babe, come on now, babe.
Facts. And don't let them hit the Bookie, because now they really wildin' when they say Bookie.
I've never used Bookie. That sounds just so...
I have. Like, just like once or twice. Like, oh, Bookie, you said, he's mine. Thank you.
I got a question, right? I got a question. I asked you this a while ago, but Callie is new for you. Mm-hmm. So what is worse, having a secret bank account or... And OnlyFans, secret OnlyFans. Like, it'd be the same for you. Like, if you found out.
Like, my man has a secret OnlyFans or a secret bank account. Yeah. A secret OnlyFans. Why is you on the internet showing it?
Okay.
Because, man, he might be getting some money from that mall. You know,
no, you have a problem.
Helicopter in that.
Why? I don't know that, though.
Because you feel like.
Like, why is that a
secret?
What'd
you say, helicopter?
Yeah, helicopter.
Like, I feel like if my man had a secret bank account, that's fine, okay? As long as I'm happy and you giving me what I want and we doing what we got to do, that's cool.
I think it's
but
the
when
whole...
we get married, it's all mine anyway.
No, facts. I'm saying that's what I'm saying. So, like, when y'all get married, you still find out he got a secret bank account. Like, he hiding
but
money.
Was I hurting in any type of way?
Nah.
Then no, I'm straight.
Oh, you don't care?
No.
Okay. I think it's the people who, the women who ain't got no nothing going for themselves that makes that a problem. I think that any secret, any fucking thing is an issue. I don't give a fuck. Like, why are you hiding anything from me?
I let my girl have a secret bank account.
But, you know, the men who got the secret bank accounts, it'd be like offshore accounts and little stuff like that. Oh, that mean they making money. They hide, not hiding it from me, hiding from the government.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. So, babe, I'm there.
But it's a secret from them.
He got bigger eyes right now.
Right.
Not me. Actually, I don't even want to know, because when they come asking me, babe,
you don't
want to
even be
anything.
Put into a situation. No, I literally, have no idea.
That's a surprise. He got,
how much you say he had in that
$12 billion?
He didn't tell me.
God damn, I'm riding around in this little ass Range Rover.
Yeah, I should have bought a tank.
Okay, well, how else much this
I feel like
money?
My girl had a secret, like, I don't care about OnlyFans.
She had a secret OnlyFans.
I don't care
if
about
she was, if
it's
she was
the
doing
fact
meetups,
that it's a secret,
but
though.
If she was
since
doing
you
meetups.
Don't care and she made it a secret thing, it would be like weird, would it
yeah,
not?
Yeah, that's the weird part.
Like, if you on that bitch getting cracked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now,
but that's cheating.
That's now you're cheating.
That's cheating.
Now it's a double whammy.
Well,
it's a double whopper.
Ooh, whoa. Yeah, like she said, it's the secret part. Like, because why are you being secretive? So are you not telling me because you know that I'm not going to like it, but you want to keep doing it anyway? I think that that's some manipulative type shit, because give me an opportunity.
If you're on OnlyFans and it's a secret, it's cheating regardless. I'm sorry.
Man, sometimes like hiding the truth is the best option.
No, but I think you should give people the chance to make their own decisions. Like, tell me and let me know if I want to be with you. But you're being selfish in your own ways because you don't think that I'm going to be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you rather have access to me than tell me the truth. And that's not a good relationship.
And that's how every shit ass relationship is today. Because motherfuckers don't want to keep it a buck up front.
Callie, the only one in here in a positive relationship, and you just up here yelling it in, to the
You
void.
Know what's crazy? No one made me mad today or this week, actually, either. No dude
not
tap.
Even me? Not even me?
No.
Everybody doing good in
yeah,
space.
Or I'm doing good in my space.
Yeah.
You know what's wild, though? Like, should it be good? Should it be going good like that?
Nigga.
In the back of my mind, I'm like, what the fuck going on?
Yeah, that's how I am too.
When this shit about to stop?
Yeah, it's a lot of bullshit going on too.
Cause shit could be going perfect, and the only thing I'm thinking about is something's up. Something about to go bad.
That's not a good way to look at things, Kodak.
Man, shit, we trying to.
I've just learned how to just
trauma.
Live in the moment and accept things for what they are.
Yeah.
And just do what's best for me and my daughter, and things get easier. Like, once you stop putting all that energy and affection towards people or into people that don't deserve it, you'll be all right. That's where I'm at right now. But I'm still gonna say,
mm-hmm.
fuck that nigga.
Do you got hoes? In area codes? What if one of your hoes got you like a fake? You say yes? You're a sick.
I do.
Why is that sick?
Cause, man.
Just think
down.
About it. I got.
Nah, we're not about to run down your roster. Not on air. Bleep. Never mind.
I wasn't finna say no names. You know that.
Shit, I would.
I was gonna say the state.
Yeah.
Or the city.
Yeah, Vermont.
Definitely don't.
I'm trying to hide your secrets. You want to tell me where he really from?
If I say LA, the hoot.
If I say, never mind. Anyway, if one of your hoes got you a fake chain, like fake jewelry,
right.
Would that bother you?
Why wouldn't it?
Would that bother you, Callie? Like if your guy got you a chain, but like you find out it's fake. But
okay.
it's a good fake.
Okay.
It's a good fake.
That okay, happened to you before?
On. No.
I'm about
saying,
to say,
like,
it's not like a real story.
How does he present it to me?
No, like it's real.
He presents it to me like it's real.
Like he got the box with the light at the top. He got then.
And we at dinner.
Yeah, like people recording.
Yeah.
But something about them lights.
And
something about them diamonds.
I go get it appraised.
Them diamonds ain't dancing right.
The diamonds is not dancing.
They
the diamonds
is not dancing
diamonds
properly.
Diamonds sit down like this.
Them diamonds is
no,
not
so,
dancing.
So when, so,
yeah. And
no,
when
no.
You, yeah, you go.
Wait, wait, no. But in the moment, I'm going to think it's real.
Yeah.
Because that's my partner giving it to me. The next day, I'm going to go get it appraised. See, you know, the insurance, all that stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they tell me that this is fake, I'm going to say, that's not gonna work for me. Why didn't you just tell me that? Why did you get me a gift knowing I have real diamonds? Why would you give me fake ones?
Is that grounds to like?
No, that's not grounds to break. I don't think that's grounds to break up with nobody. But I just feel like it would just kind of be embarrassing. It would. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah, I was trying to be nice, like, but yes, it is. It's over with. I'm sorry.
That's just kind of like.
That's embarrassing.
It's not only embarrassing. Now you got to look at him as a person. Because.
Hey, you about to spit. Go ahead and spit.
You know what I'm saying?
Go spit.
Don't interrupt now.
Okay.
Okay, now you got to look at him as a person because now you trying to tell me that you care so much about how you looked, about presenting something that looked real. Like, you care so much about that clout that was coming from that to where that you presented something fake to me, like, something fake
or
to me.
Or even, like...
You could have got me something small.
Or even they don't know you as a person. They think that that's something that you care about so much.
That
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a genuine, like, it wasn't a genuine thing. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That's some clout-ass shit.
Because
you're literally buying something that's fake, that looks real, that you think that I want, and it makes you look good, essentially, as my boyfriend.
But when my neck start turning green, then what?
Then he's going to start turning red. I'm going to choke the fuck out of you. Now I'm going to get you a scarf. Boy, shut the hell up.
I just would rather don't buy fake jewelry.
I agree.
Yeah.
Don't buy.
If it got to be, just don't buy it at all.
He's
going
to turn his neck red. He's going to choke the shit out of him. Little baby ass hands. It's going to be just Adam's apple.
All right. I ain't going to do nothing. I have done that before, though.
You're punching me.
Wait, but I have a question for y'all. Because I had seen this video about this girl who, she was in a relationship with this guy. And she had left her designer bag at his house.
Oh,
y'all seen that? And the new girlfriend gave it to the new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Would you react the same way
to go get it?
Yeah. And she had the air tag in it. And the girl was like, this not your bag. Da, da, da. He gave it to me. But the air tag was in the bag. And it said this. I'm calling the police, and I don't care.
I'm calling the police, that is poor. But
they tried to call her poor. They tried to call her poor because she wanted her bag back.
Bitch, that's my bag.
Yeah, you're not about to reverse psychology with me. Yeah. Like, we're not 16.
So you trying to tell me I'm poor? If a motherfucker stole my car, I want my car back.
Yeah,
bitch, call me what the fuck you want. Give me my car back.
Wait, but the nigga's trifling because why would you gift her your ex bag?
Because he want...
Niggas are trifling.
I feel like he wanted shorty back who bag he stole.
Niggas are trifling.
I wanted a reaction. He knew that AirTag was in there. Had to.
Yeah.
That, like, niggas are trifling. And I could think of probably multiple situations where a female probably did that to a nigga. Like, gave a nigga, like, her ex-nigga's gear or some shit like
that's
bitches be doing some weird weird shit. But I would have went to jail, basically. I would have pulled up on shorty just because she was doing too much talking.
Yeah,
and I would have got pissed.
She did pull up on her, but her mama was there. She was like, come get it back.
Her mom would have got her ass beat too, because if I'm pulling up on somebody, I'm not pulling up by myself. It's me and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I'm not planning about that. Like, you talking, you got my shit, like, and you doing too much, and now I need my shit.
Excuse me, my item has been stolen from me. I know the location. They refused to give it back. And I'd like to press charges.
But did they do
Thank
that?
You.
But I thought she did that. Didn't she?
And if she did, okay, then she should have her bag back. But I'm just saying that's what I would do.
Yeah, I'm fighting.
Fuck pulling up. People crazy nowadays. I don't got time
for
that.
They is. But, and so am I.
Yeah,
hello?
I'm crazy. But it's just certain things you give your energy to and some things you don't.
I just know that would have pissed me off.
I got
the hood JoJo would have came out like, this motherfucking bitch.
I got a question. I would have just snapped. We're talking about energy and shit, right? So, say you had a friend, right? You and your friend fall out. Then they start going around telling people lies and shit.
Yeah.
Do you correct the lie or do you stop a lie before it turns into the truth? Because you know that shit will happen. Or do you just let that shit ride out and fuck with these folks saying?
I say fuck with them folks saying. I mean, if you know it's not true, then why did you give me your energy to it? They mad. And matter of fact, people believe anything anyway. So I feel like if somebody hears something about me and they believe it, then, you know, that's just what it is.
Yeah. I think sometimes you justifying that it's not true makes it worse.
Yeah. It's like, it's
who
your
cares?
Life. Yeah, like, really? Who gives a fuck, really?
Like, who cares? People are always going to have something to say about something, regardless if it's... Beyonce don't... She
Beyonce
don't
to,
say,
say Beyonce to the bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing to say. People say
she
stuff
don't say
about
shit.
Me all the time on the internet. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Because I'm telling you, Beyonce ass don't say a fucking word.
She don't.
About I feel nothing. Like that, even when they trying to drag her now, talking about that whole Chloe Bailey album shit and how Beyonce didn't promote it or whatever, and she full of shit because of it and all this other extra shit.
She never speaks on anything. She doesn't
ain't about
care.
To say shit.
Beyonce don't, but I feel like it's so like on Beyonce's side with that, because she only speak on the good shit she do.
No, she don't.
Like she not covering up no rumors, but even if she donate $1 million to an orphanage, she not gonna say nothing.
Right. It's because she's living her life. She's having fun. She's realized, fuck these folks. I love y'all, but and I would be the same way.
She got off kids, the grid. She got
she doing what she love. You know, it's just like I'm making money. I'm doing what I love. I'm having fun. I'm traveling. What else could you ask for? Like,
yeah. It's, and then also it gets to the point to where like when you get to a certain stature, even when you don't get to a certain stature, it's like. You know how to deal with people talking shit. You know
even
how
a certain
to deal
stature,
with
like
people.
Mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and that's where you need to be. Like a lot of people just need to get, because a lot of people aren't there. They need to get there because people are going to say what they're going to say. They're going to make up rumors. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Facts. Who gives a fuck? Shut up.
And it's always the people talking the most shit. They don't have nothing going on.
Ain't got
and
nothing
not,
going
they
on.
They never are. There's a correlation. They're not in too. Your. They're not in your space. They never will be in your space. They want to be where you are. It's like if I would da da da. She should have did, but
you're not.
But you didn't do it, and I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, or whatever. They're just bitter. You know. Yeah.
I think
so. Making
media.
Up lies. That's bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never seen a successful hater. Mm-mm. Like I ain't never seen somebody in a successful spot that was also an active hater.
Well, never mind.
No, say it.
No, I mean like dedicated.
There is some successful haters.
Like
now.
I mean, dedicated.
They be on the internet.
I was about to say. I think I know a couple, but I don't know how successful they are, so I don't really want to say them. Mm-hmm. And then
so they might not even.
And then be yeah. like, oh my god, but they are successful, and then I'm looking stupid. Yeah, they know. Up, cut, clip, viral, boom, yeah. Just like that.
Fuck them folks. Anyway.
Yeah. Hello.
I got one more ratchet question. Mm-hmm. Say you, well, you know, we're going to wish nothing but positivity on you in your life. So in the future, you start in your family, you got a baby or whatnot. What if you found out your partner had named your baby after?
His ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's over with, and we're going to get the name changed. Quick.
Damn.
I don't care if my daughter is 7 years old. Babe, your name is now.
We're changing it now. I'm sorry, but it's
we
over.
Change your name to something else because this shit, nah, I feel like nah, same.
Yeah. Sorry. What if, yeah, I even feel too like if my partner now decided to name, you know, our child after a name they, like, him and his ex was
thought about
yeah. And they was like, oh, I'm going to name my child.
Yeah.
You have me fucked up.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel
no.
that.
No. Like, oh, I like this name. Oh, no, I'm doing research. I want to know if that bitch ever put that in the comments.
Why you say that
auntie
name?
Auntie name this, grandma name dad. Is he a junior? I need to know everything.
Because I'm asking why. Why you want that name for?
Yeah.
Where that name come from?
And if the explanation sound too feminine, it sound too much thought put into it, yeah, I know what's up.
Because dudes ain't really, I think the main thing is you guys sit down and do that together. Because if a dude just come up, or my dude come up to me straight up and be like, oh, if it's a girl, we're going to name her this. Nigga, what? Where you get that name? Where you get that name from? Yeah. Like, and why are you just Googling baby names anyway? Now I'm going to beat your ass.
This means in Arabic, this means, like...
Now you know good damn well you ain't do that damn research.
Nigga, you ain't never had no radio day in your life.
I'm talking about
you ain't even watch Aladdin.
Right.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. Now you getting choked up.
With what?
I feel like men are like they're simple. Like the thoughts are
so simple.
So simple. If we have a son, I want him to have the same name as me.
Junior. Yeah. like say something else, I'm gonna beat your ass because where'd you get that name from?
Man, look, like, no, you know what's crazy? Niggas be happy. We be thinking about names. We just forget them.
Like, what names you be thinking of?
I just told you I forgot them.
Oh, you say you be thinking of names, but you okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I be thinking about shit like, damn, that'd be a great baby name.
Oh, forgotten.
What was that?
Well, or it'd be like after they mom, no baby, after they mama, or they somebody.
It's just
somebody
yeah.
who did something of importance in their life. They'll yeah. be like, oh. You know?
No, I can understand that if they say like their grandma name or something yeah. like that. But if you say a whole nother name to where I'm trying to figure out where the fuck you find that name from.
Yeah. Ocean, because I spent 50 hours with my ex-girlfriend in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
Go to hell.
Okay. Okay, since we talking about babies.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a question.
Oh, okay.
Am I pregnant? No, I am not pregnant. No. Anyways, she's talking about, oh my gosh, you're just gonna drop the news on a podcast like that? Hell no. What the fuck? Saying, you know, no, I'm not.
Three, hold on. It's three of right. us over here. And somebody. Raw.
No. Raw. No, not pregnant loves. I was gonna ask, would it be petty if you stop talking to somebody if you find out that they produce children who don't really
look kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if you see a guy first kid, you're like, damn, that baby kind of ugly.
And then he got like three more kids and all his kids ugly. Is it fucked like up to like
to make is the ability to make good looking kids matter to you?
Yeah, let's just say that. Do the ability of making cute kids matter to you in a relationship? There you go.
Well, I never really thought about that, honestly. Now that the question has, you know, presented itself, I think that, I want some pretty babies.
Okay.
But I feel like also if I'm in love with the person.
So you going to raise an ugly ass baby?
I wouldn't break up with him just because that's so evil to say. I'm just not going to let it come out.
It is. It is. It's very much so.
I would not break up with them because of that. And I personally don't be looking at babies saying they ugly.
Well, I mean.
So I feel like,
I don't either. But I seen this on Instagram. This guy, he posted it on his story. And he was like, am I petty for not dealing with this girl because her kid is ugly? And I was like, oh my God.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna
say, I can't believe you said that.
But that's also a good question. You make it with the other person. Maybe the bitch just ugly.
That's what I said. But I'm not going to say ugly. But like, what if they do have like a dangerous genetic
but
trait.
They say ugly babies make beautiful adults. You know that? They
I've
said
that.
First of I all, have. I want to say I love ugly men. So big shout outs to all the ugly men out there. I love y'all. Period.
We talked about that last time, like medium ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we don't want no pretty boy.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. Wait, so what's like, medium ugly?
I would say you, but you're not medium.
I'm about to say I'm fine. I'm fine as hell.
Kelly, why is you laughing like that?
I'm fine as a motherfucker.
Cause you wrong, girl.
I just be talking shit. Cause they know I love him. But medium ugly. We talked about medium
ugly. It's like you cute, kinda, like, but like, your personality make you like.
So what's wrong with pretty boys?
They do too much. They too pretty.
And they lack that like
personality.
Yeah.
Their
personality
guy,
be the fact that they cute.
This guy, he's so fine. He's so fine. Fine as fuck. And he cool. He's super cool. But he always mentions, like, when he comes see me and if he looks scruffy, he'd be like, oh, my God, don't look at me. I got to get a haircut.
Oh, ew, cringe, ick, bye. Get the fuck out of my house.
I hate that.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Then he started showing me pictures like, well, this is how I had my hair this time. Because he had long hair, then he cut it, then it was curly, then it was braids, and he was just starting.
No, another thing, too, is, like, when I don't know if anybody this annoys the fuck out of anybody else. But when you're on FaceTime, and this, I'm in a relationship now, but this
oh,
is
God.
Bad. When
oh,
you
God.
When you on the phone with a nigga and they looking at themselves the whole time, like they not looking at you, like, you know when you not looking at yourself,
that is
your
100%
eyes, your eyes
me.
Low, your eyes kind of low, it look like you looking at the ground, but when they looking at themselves, like, it look like you full, your
they
whole face
like,
in there, and it's just like.
I'm going to tell you what I do. I make my screen in the middle and make it bigger.
So you can't even see her? See, that's
I'm so
much.
Serious.
Well, I don't do that, but I do look at myself the entire time I'm on FaceTime. I mean, I might glance over at him every so often.
I probably don't. I be on Twitter, Instagram. I'm talking to you on my screen right now. I don't know how I'm looking.
So
I'm like,
yeah, I mean, so I do
a,
that. I do that too.
Like
but
if a guy's multitasking while he on FaceTime with you, because I be on FaceTime.
No, it is. Like, I feel like. Once we had our conversation, we talking, we on the phone, we looking at each other, da da da, and then we just kind of get into that, you know, that FaceTime call phase when you just like,
you just chilling,
little mm-hmm. conversation, like, oh, I just seen this, I'm about to send you this on Twitter right now.
Yeah.
Then y'all both looking at the thing, you know, that's cool.
So mm-hmm. that's cool, because that's why I feel like sometimes, unless we locked in like that, I don't want to be on FaceTime or a phone call with you, because
conversation. Well, that's
awkward.
The person you locked
if you
in
like,
with, yeah.
Okay. If you like them,
I'm not going to stay on the phone with you
if I don't like you. First of all, I don't even want to be on the phone with you if I don't fuck with you. Like,
because I'm a multitasker, I like to do other things, so unless I can, like.
Yeah, because I can't do shit without my AirPods.
Yeah.
At all. I'll stay on that phone and we could do shit, but I love staying on the phone though and not doing shit.
You go to sleep on the phone?
I have before.
I go to sleep on the phone. I don't care to this day.
I got a question. So you said you make,
but you can't hold on. But you can't keep falling asleep on that phone because then niggas get used to it. Now when you're really trying to, no, fuck that. Because when you're trying to do something and you trying to like step out and do some other shit,
yeah.
Now he trying to figure out why the fuck y'all not falling asleep on that phone. Now you got to figure out what the hell to tell him.
I got a question before we get up out of here. So the song, Area Codes, right? So you said it's for the girls that's outside. Uh-huh. At what time or what age do a woman need to stop trying to be outside, stop trying to live her hot girl summer, her hot city girl life? What time does she need to retire that shit and be a family?
What age? I feel like there's no, live your life. It's not an age to it. I feel like if you're comfortable at where you are in life, then have fun. Mm.
I don't know.
Who says that every woman wants to have kids and be married and buy a house with their husband? Like, I know women that don't want to do that.
Women say that when they're young and then they get older and they be like, well, what?
I know a couple women who don't want that. Like, they just want to make their money travel. They have their little holes in different area codes. They do what they got to do. But at the end of the day, you're not my man. And I'm good. And even my aunt, she don't want no kids. Like, she's married, but she don't want no kids. She got her dog. She's happy. She's very successful in life. But that's just not what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
He has his kids. And, you know, that's hers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where she's comfortable. So I feel like it's no age to it. Everybody got different wants and live your life.
My grandma outside. Grandma, go back in house.
My mama, she is outside. She's 40, though.
Remember that book?
I read the book.
What book?
How to Eat a Banana.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read the book?
I don't want to read the book. I hear about the book every day.
I'm going to just say I read it.
Look, man, that is.
But go get her masterclass. It's online.
I don't think we're really talking about bananas. And
bananas.
I don't need to read this book. This is not a book for me. Now, I need to read How to Eat a Plum.
It's How to Eat a Peach.
So you got that book too?
It's on the way.
Say less. We'll have a mama up here talking about this book.
Okay.
But look, that's another episode of Big Homie's House. Big Homie Cali. Go stream.
Area codes, yeah.
Right now. It's another episode of Big Homie's House. And JoJo, you good?
Yes.
Sensational. We gone.